QE3 means that risk is on. Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about quantitative easing, or QE3. The Federal Reserve's latest launch of additional quantitative easing intensifies pressure on financial advisors to load up on higher risk assets to produce bigger returns and more yield for their clients. At its monetary policy meeting this past September, Chairman Ben Bernanke said that the central bank will begin buying $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities starting in October and will continue to do so until the unemployment picture starts to show improvement. In addition to the repurchasing plan, and more importantly to us advisors, he also extended the Fed's forecast for near zero interest rates to the middle of 2015. This changes his earlier suggestion that rates would be kept low until 2014. San Francisco Fed President John Williams, at a speech at the City Club on Monday, September 24th, said, "We might even expand our purchases to include other assets." The Fed is limited to what it can hold on its books. It can increase purchases of U.S. Treasuries, mortgage-backed securities, and debt issued by agencies such as Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, Williams said. The extended period of low rates means that the paltry yield on treasuries, money market mutual funds, and CDs aren't going anywhere. This is a situation that will drive some investors to buy riskier assets. High-yield bond funds, for example, had more than $21 billion of inflows this year through the end of July. Meanwhile, emerging markets debt funds added an additional $12.5 billion over that same period, and although higher yields make those asset classes attractive, they require more vigilance from advisors. Some advisors see high-yield bond funds as nothing but an equity in bond clothing. If the market corrects, they'll go right down with it. You can't just buy high-yield bonds and forget about them. You have to watch them very closely. There's also a chance that the open-ended time frame for this third round of quantitative easing could encourage investors to buy U.S. stocks. Some advisors think that this means investors will throw in the towel on safety in the search for growth through equities, now that they know there's not much hope of making any money in safety for the next few years. Since the financial crash of 2008, more than $350 billion has flown out of stock mutual funds, but that's not going to change many people's minds. Did QE1 and QE2 change anyone's minds? Eventually, people are going to have to accept that the economy has moved forward. On another topic, I want to offer up two quotes that I recently heard. These might actually be applicable to the investment world, as it demands a great deal of research and rational, critical thinking. Here they are. The first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. That one's by Richard Feynman. We think poorly, do not realize that we are thinking poorly, and unable to realize that we can't realize we are thinking poorly. That one's by Mark Crislip. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.